The White House Report.
By all accounts, it was painful to watch. Well, by most accounts, if you will. So much so that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Joe Biden should not dignify himself to have another debate with President Trump. Well, what happened at the debate? If you didn't watch it, you missed a lot. President Trump, in a very undignified way, overtalked Joe Biden, kept taking Joe Biden's time. Even the moderator from Fox News host Chris Wallace, had to chastise the president on various occasions. He even raised his voice. Donald Trump was the one who, more so than Joe Biden, kept interfering with the process. So after the debate, Senator Kamala Harris, the running mate for Joe Biden, was asked if Vice President Biden would do another debate with Donald Trump. And Kamala Harris said Joe Biden doesn't back down from a chance to talk to the American public. So there will be another debate with President Trump and Joe Biden. But the next debate is a matchup between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. The question now is, will Mike Pence follow the prescript that President Trump had? The exasperation of America is evident on social media. Meanwhile, a big takeaway from the verbal sparring match, towards the end, President Trump did not condemn white supremacists. And because he did not do that, the Proud Boys made a logo on social media supporting the president. April Ryan, AURN News.